Blog Talk Radio.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me afire. Set me afire. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me afire, set me afire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love. Stand strong to the end, you will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. All to Jesus now. All to Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender, I surrender. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. For here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Here I am, God, arms wide open. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. Yes, you know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you. Herein your presence I am made new. So now I pour out my heart to you. Herein your presence I am made new. 'Cause you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Yes, you know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me I am your own. Fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, 'cause you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me, no giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand, no fire can burn me, and no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, because you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power lives within me, no giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand, 'cause you hold my hand, 'cause you hold my hand. 'Cause you hold my hand, you know my name. 'Cause you know my name. 'Cause you know my name.
Thank you, Jesus.
'Cause you know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. And it still amazes me that I am your friend. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. You just, oh my God, you listening to Amen and Praise and Worship Time with Shayla Hilton. Amen, amen, amen. All the way from Houston, Texas. Amen. 16-year-old inspiring missionary. Amen, amen. And good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, amen. I am your sister, Angela Zadie Alford. Amen. Amen. Co-host Elder L.C. Alford. Amen, amen. And to to you all, amen, on this day. Amen, amen. We're so grateful to have you, first-time caller. Please, again, just show about Reach Ministries, reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen, 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 amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, amen, offering her free gift. Amen. The gift of living water. Amen. Amen. How many know? Hallelujah. God knows our condition today. God knows our condition. He knows our condition. He knows if we are hurting. He knows if we are feeling lonely, outcast, heartbroken, whatever our situation is. God knows. Amen. Amen. You do not have to feel fearful, lonesome, afraid of anything. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus said, amen, if you labor and are heavy laden, he said, come unto me. He come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. This is what Jesus is saying. I'll give you rest. Amen, amen. He's still offering living water, amen. He's still offering, amen, the Spirit, oh, the Holy Spirit, just bubbling over, amen, amen, amen. If you believe on me, that the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. He wants to give you joy, peace, comfort, contentment. He wants to give you whatever you need.
Amen,
amen. So he's reaching out. If you feel outcast, you feel like nobody cares. Hey, man, Jesus cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Be not dismayed. Jesus cares for you. Amen, amen. If you are hurting, tired, and weary, amen, amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Your heart be troubled. Amen, come to me. He's reaching out today. He's reaching out. He's reaching out. Every time I turn around, listen to the news, I hear somebody that's gone on home. And a lot of time it's because of their own action, committing suicide. Young people, I will look young people. Amen, amen. God, he said, come unto me, whatever your needs are, whatever you need, come unto me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank you once again, and we thank Ella Alford that she come to open up the devotional period. Amen, amen, amen. Be blessed. Amen, amen.
Yes, Father. Father God, we thank you tonight. We just be having a word, being able, Lord, to speak. I had made my mind, if I wouldn't be able to speak tonight, I would just raise my hand.
Thank God, praise God.
But I've been searching the scriptures, and I finally come to a conclusion here tonight in that First John, the second chapter, and the 15th verse, and it reads, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man, the love of the Father is not in you. For all that is in the world, the lust and the flesh of the eyes, pride of life, but of the world. And the world passed away. And the lust and the arrow. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Children is telling us that night that the only thing that we have to hold on to in this world is God's word. I don't care how much we come to possess in that, while we are on earth, when our name is called of those, God is. All we got is the word So let's get the word down in us and let's live by the word. As long as breath is in our body, I would like to just share a word of prayer tonight. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for touching me this morning. Allowing me, Lord, to just get out of my bed.
Thank you, Lord.
And realize, Lord, that I still was closing my right mind. And the labor, Lord, to just lift both hands and my eyes to the heel was coming to my help. And all my help comes from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my wife tonight and my family. Thank you for this program that she has. Just, I get so overwhelmed, but I think it just, you know, it's just a blessing to have a wife like that. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done and going to do in our name. Be blessed in all of us. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I thank my husband, amen, Minister Elder Offer, amen, for coming forward with such a wonderful devotion.
Yes.
And we thank God and know that God is well pleased. Amen. And at this time, we're going to ask Shella, are you still with us? Estella? Hey, we have a children's corner. Children's corner.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Who do we have in children's corner today?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Yeah. The London brothers.
The mothers today.
The London brothers. We're going to come on in. Come on in. And whatever God has given to you for this today, announce yourself and come forth.
Mom, she shot. I'm singing a song. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen, amen. This is the day. That the Lord, we will rejoice. And we will be glad in it.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Keyshard, all the way from Fort Worth. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, who else do we have in the children's corner? Keyshard?
My name is Kenai. Hello, this my name is Kenai London. I'm going to be doing a prayer.
Amen.
Father, thank you for my family. I pray that Father, thank you for my family. I pray that you draw them closer to you and they submit to you with all their hearts and all their minds. Help them in all their doings. Father, you are the only one who knows what each one of us is going through and what weighs on us. I pray you I pray that you, oh Lord, will give my family the strength to overcome whatever problems that will come their way. Help anyone fighting a silent battle. Let them find peace and comfort in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome prayer. What an awesome. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Inari. Amen. Thank God for my brothers. Amen. 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 What about Rishi? The London brothers, are you available?
Yes, ma'am.
Mother Riche, are you available? Amen. London Brothers, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your mom available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Stella, she may come now, then we'll move on.
Yes, ma'am. How are you guys doing tonight? Glad to be here. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas, and I'm coming with a song.
Oh, I said Fort Worth. That's correct. It's Arlington. I'm sorry.
All right. Song I'm singing tonight is
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven is at home when Jesus is my hope?
touches me. Don't you know that I sing because I'm happy. Don't you know that I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Don't you know that I sing, because I'm happy. Don't you know that I sing, because I'm free. Oh, his eye is on the little bitty sparrow, and I know he watches, and I know he watches, and I know he watches over me. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
See, that girl knows she can say. Praise God. Thank you for that blessed song. Amen. Do we have Brother Jeffrey?
What?
Do we have Brother Jeffrey available? Hello? London Brothers. Okay.
He was wanted for his whole life.
All right, we're going to move right along. And the London Brothers, can y'all hear me?
Ma'am?
Yeah, I was calling y'all, I started talking, and now... I couldn't see what number y'all was calling from. Was Brother Jeffrey going to come forward before we move on?
Hello?
Yeah, Brother Jeffrey coming forward?
He's not available.
Okay, then fine. Put your phone on mute for me.
That's
okay,
fine.
Now we're going to move on and ask if we have any more children in the children's corner. Any more children? Any more children? If not, we'll move on to the adults. Who do we have?
Mr. Vivian.
Minister Richardson. Okay.
Brenda Mills. Sister Brenda Mills.
Sister Peggy. Sister Peggy Bourne.
Amen. Sister Peggy, get lined up because I know I want to call you and because I know what your obligations are.
Are you available
right now?
Yes, ma'am. Everything good.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay,
Lord.
Yes. You can come on forward.
Amen. I thank God tonight. And I tell you, made me happy to hear my friend Ella Afford. I tell you, I remember when he was so sick. He couldn't go to Walmart.
Amen.
But I tell you right now, he drives the truck and go to Walmart. I'm just so excited for him. I'm so happy for him. I thank God for him. God is a good God, you know. Now I think about this. I have a little praise. And I tell you, we got to give God the glory. We got to give God the praise because He is due His name. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the glory, give God the praise, because He woke you up this morning, He started you on your way, give God the glory, give him praise. Give God the glory. Give him praise. Give God the glory. Give him praise. Because he woke you up this morning. Yes, he started you on your way. Give him glory. Give him praise. We got a right to praise him. We ought to praise the Lord. We got a right to praise him. We ought to praise the Lord. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give God the glory. Give him praise. Because he woke you up this morning. Yes, and he started you on your way. Give him glory. Give him praise. You got a right. You got a right to praise him. You ought to praise the Lord. Give him glory. Praise God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give him praise. Because he woke you up this morning. Yes, and he started you on your... Praise him. Oh, praise the Lord. You got a right to praise him. You want to praise the Lord. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
My. Hallelujah.
Give him glory. Give him praise.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah, Minister Vivian, Minister Richardson, and Minister Mims. Come in that order. Amen, amen.
Praise God, praise God. God is so good, and he's so merciful, and he's so kind, and his grace is just extended until everlasting, until everlasting. God never moves his grace from us, no matter what happens. We may fail him, but his grace is extended. Praise God. What a God. What a God that loves us so much. Loves us so much that he forgives us of our sins every day. Because truly, we sin daily. Praise God, but a loving and a kind God just says, that's my child, and I love him. He just loves you in spite of. He loves you. No matter what's going on, he's a God that's turning things around for your good. Hallelujah. No matter how you feeling, he's a God that comforts you, bring comfort to your heart. Praise God. No matter how bad you've been hurt, he's a God, oh, that heals the hurts, the wounded. He heals up the wounded, the heart that's broken. He mends that heart. Praise God. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God he is. To love you and me in spite of. He's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I, ushering us all along. He's waiting for that appointed time when we all, praise God, shall see him when he comes back, split that eastern sky, and calls us unto himself, and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Just these little things down here, you know, these things that sometimes bother us, but they're not bothering God. that God can deal with anything. Yes, he's that kind of God. He's just making sure you make it on through. Praise God. God can do anything. Yes, anything. Yes, anything. My God can do anything. He made this world and all its riches. And anything, yes, everything, my God can do anything. My God can do anything. Yes, anything, yes, anything, my God can do anything. Praise God, back to you. Thank God for each one of you.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Good evening, everyone. This is Minister Richardson. I will be reading first five verses of Psalms 91. Then I'll be praying. Praise God. In the first verse, read as follows. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the north end of pestilence, follower, and from the north end pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5 and last, for they shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. God has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our God, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before your throne of grace and give you all the praise and glory that you deserve so much, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us all together once again, Lord God, to make this program be what you want it to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless the little children, Lord God. Thank you for their parents, Lord God. Thank you for their father, Father God, and I thank you for blessing each and every one on this line tonight, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus, that's a wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Since we pray for everyone, pray for each other, and pray for everyone all over the world, I just want to sing these little couple of songs. I mean, just a couple of lines and get into praying. I pray for you. You pray for me. We're all a part of God's body. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. We're all a part of God's body. I pray for you. You pray for me. We're all a part of God's body. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. We're all a part of body. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Hallelujah to the highest praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you once again that we can come to your throne of grace, Lord, giving you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that you so deserve, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you all, that for our sins, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for carrying that cross for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lead us, Lord, and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're not perfect, Father, but we strive each and every day, Lord, to be just like you, Lord. You created us in your image, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in spite of what we may go through in our daily lives, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for being present always, each and every day, Father, that you open our eyes, Lord. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Help us once again to pray for one another, Lord. Always praying for one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus, even the ones we don't know, Father, we thank you, Lord. Help us to love one another no matter what, Father. Help us, oh, Father, to judge not one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Help us, Lord, to forgive one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this is always my prayer, Lord. I put that in there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, always, Lord. Because there's so much going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have to keep constant praying. We have to keep praying for one another and love one another no matter what, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you keep that in our hearts to do this, Lord. Help us to be obedient to your word always, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We tend to lean a little bit, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, for straightening us back up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for healing always, Lord. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for always keeping us covered in the mighty precious blood, Father. We just thank you, Lord, always, Lord. Like I said, so much going on in this world, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you for strength, Father. That no weapon formed will prosper, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, for the preachers and the teachers, Father, in the name of Jesus, the bishops, the evangelists, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the ministers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you always give them a word, Father, to tell to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the little children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, help them, Lord, to always have Jesus Christ in their hearts, Lord. Keep Jesus Christ in their hearts. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I love to hear the children sing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I love them when they sing and when they bring the word in the name of Jesus and when they pray, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the little children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the prayer lines, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just always being in the midst of it, Father. You say when two or three are gathered, Lord, you're always there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for just keeping each and every one covered in the blood, Father. Always covered in the blood, protecting us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Psalm 91, Father, like my sister spoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we always trust and believe in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you all. Thank you all. Amen, amen. Amen. Now, who next do we have would like to come and make a presentation?
Mother Wynn, I'm on the line tonight. God bless you.
Mother Wynn?
Yes, ma'am. Do we
have? Anyone else?
Regina Smith.
And Mother Smith, amen, amen, amen. Anyone else that would like to make a presentation? Amen, amen. Come forward, Mother Wynn and Mother Smith.
Amen. We just thank God for all that we have heard, the children. Thank God for you, my sister, the visionary of this line. God is blessing the children, and that's what they need, to have a word in them, knowing that what thus said the Lord, so that we will, they'll know that they won't fall into that trap of the enemy doing all this evil things that the devil is doing with our children. Lord have mercy. Oh God. I'm gonna a song and then I'm gonna give a scripture. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I've been purchased by God, born of his spirit, oh, been washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior, hallelujah, all day long. This is my story, every day, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. Amen. I'll be coming from First Epistle John, the second chapter. And he's writing, said, my little children, these things write unto you, that ye sin not. Amen. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And as the sister said, that, yes, we may sin, but Jesus is there, amen, to bring us to the Father, that we might have forgiveness. But that don't mean we're going to continue to sin, because guess what? If you want a relationship with God, we don't continue in sins. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God for you.
God, hallelujah. He's able to keep us from falling, Jude the 20th, First Jude 1 and 20, I believe it is, said. He's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. We don't have to sin. Amen.
Yeah.
We have to make that choice that we're going to sin. But you know what? God is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. And the second verse said, and he is the propitiation for our sin. Yeah, Jesus paid the price for our sin. We don't have to sin. And not for ours only.
Yep.
Not for just mine and yours, but for the whole world, it said.
Amen.
But also for the sins of the whole world. That's the second verse. And the third verse read, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandment. If you keep in God's word, you know who he is, because he presents himself to you and you know him.
Amen.
And the fourth verse, and he that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandment is a liar. My God, if you don't keep the word of God and live by it, you don't really know him. Because you know what? God doesn't have a real relationship with sinners. He doesn't have it. They have to repent of their sin and come clean, and then God can accept them as his. And the truth is not in them. If you're still in your sin, God don't know you. You may say you know him, but he don't know you as his child God. It said, but who, the fifth verse says, but whosoever keep his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. By know we that we are in him. When we keep his word, amen, we, the love of God is in us and it's perfected. And you know we've been perfected all the time. No, we may not be perfect all the way now, but as we keep reading the word and studying God,
amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
It's like going to school. You know, you start from the first grade, and if you stop at the second or third, that's where you're going to stay. But if you keep going, you're going to go on until you finish the first part. Get to ninth grade, you're going to go to the other part and finish the other part through the 12th. And after that, you're going on to college, right? You're ready for
it. Amen.
But if you stop where you are, any place, that's where you're going to stay. And that's the way it is with us. After we get saved, we got to read God's word, study his word, and live by it. You know what? We're going to grow and grow and grow. And say, he that said he abided in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Amen. Jesus was a perfect example for us. The scripture said, wasn't even a God found in his mouth. Hallelujah. My Amen. God, he was a perfect being. And you know what? We can become perfect in him by living by his word. That's my word for tonight. God bless my sisters and brothers. I enjoyed everyone. God bless you.
Sister, uh-huh. This is Sister Brenda Mills. What chapter and verse that was?
That's the first epistle of John, the second chapter. I started at the first verse.
First epistle of John, and what verse?
I started at the first verse, my little children.
Uh-huh.
The second chapter, the first
verse. All right, second chapter. All right, that's what I missed. All right, because you was right. In and out, that's why, you know.
Okay, and you know what, sweetheart, you're right, because some people tells me that my phone goes in and out.
That's all right, baby. That's all right. That's why I had to ask you again, you know.
That's all right.
I didn't want to miss that, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stop. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Mother Smith.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mother.
Thank the Lord for being able to get on tonight. And wow. I want to read this about peace. The gift of perfect peace. You will keep in perfect peace those who mind are steadfast because they trust in you. And that's coming from Isaiah 26th chapter, the third verse. And it said, take a moment and fix your mind on Jesus. Feel the embrace of his presence. Enjoy this blessed assurance of his love for you. Know that there is no wrongdoing forgive, no worry that he cannot soothe. His conscious love and mercy will cleanse your mind and spirit and fill you with his grace. And this prayer, Heavenly Father, refresh my soul. Grant me the gift of perfect peace. And so I want to, tonight, Father God, I thank you. I thank you tonight, Father God, for this day. I thank you for carrying us all through this day. Oh, Father God, I just thank you tonight for everyone that's on the line, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping our minds, Father God. Lord, we just hearing about some of our friends and neighbors, Father God, that they say their mind is kind of slipping, Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you for keeping us in. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. And Father God, whatever we said, did, or thought that wasn't pleasing in your sight, please forgive us for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the children. I thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandfather, God. Oh, Father God, have mercy. Cannot get along without you, Father God. Have mercy on us all. Father, have mercy on the Falford. And thank you, Lord, that she has this program that you can come on and speak word and listen at each other. All the songs and the hymns and praise. Lord, I just thank you to speak. I thank you for your love. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, ask it all. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Do we have another would like to make a presentation? Do we have
Mother Cower. I just let you know I'm on the phone. And I thank the Lord for each and every one. Y'all know the word of prayer. Pray for me.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Mother Cower.
Amen.
Cousin, what way did I see his cousin? Praise God. Yes, will there be another? Okay. We thank you for, I see some silent listeners out there, amen, but I give you the opportunity, but we're going to move right along. We thank you. Thank you for sharing with us, our silent listeners. We just thank you so, so, so very much. We love you, and we know you love us. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, amen. I just want to look at Romans 1 and 17, where Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen,
amen,
amen. 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 That we come together this evening, amen, amen. And we all, amen, we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen, 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 amen. I heard of the Church of God in Christ used to sing, God don't, so I can't use no cow soldiers. I used to love that.
Yes.
I still love that. And I
just yes, Lord.
More. Amen, amen. But Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Paul was a learned Jew who had first been an opponent of the early Christians and even to the point of participating in stoning St. Stephen and the imprisonment of other Christians. When he became a Christian himself, look what he did. He began preaching the good news of salvation. He was driven out of town by Jews who believed that he was a fraud out to trap them. Some probably believed he was a traitor to Judaism. Either way, he spent the better part of his life preaching to the Gentile world. He was not afraid to admit he had been wrong about amen, about Christianity. Amen. He was not ashamed to preach the newfound truth. Amen, amen, amen. We don't want to be ashamed either. Not ashamed. Amen, amen, amen. But the question is, have you ever been ashamed to admit that you were a Christian? Have you ever been ashamed? Have you ever cut a Saturday night short because you wanted to get up Sunday morning for church? Have you ever stopped a friend or a coworker from telling dirty jokes or making offensive remarks? Or were you embarrassed to tell a friend that it was against your moral value in order to do our job as disciples? We need to be proud of our faith, not embarrassed by it. Heavenly Father, my God, faithful God, you have called us, amen,
oh,
amen, called your son Paul to be your disciple. May we never be ashamed to tell others that we follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Once again, I thank you all for coming. Amen. This time next Saturday, we'll look forward to seeing, hearing you again. Amen. Every Sunday evening, amen, at 7 o'clock, you can dial the same number. Get Minister Vivian George on Friday and get Minister Janice at 8 o'clock on Friday evening. Amen. Be blessed until we meet again. Let us love on one another as we part from God's presence, but not, let me say, as we depart from each other, but not from the presence of God. Amen. Be blessed. Amen.
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 I love you all. Be blessed.
Love
you all. Be blessed for the bringing of the night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To all, thank you all.